بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is part of the speech delivered on January 23, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the eulogists of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi on the occasion of the anniversary of the birth of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha.
The last point is about saying things based on solid facts. In your mourning ceremonies, in your elegies, and in your speeches, the things you say should be well documented and have a firm basis. You must study and work. You should read books. Of course, I know that many of our dear elegists already do this. They read books and they read outstanding poems. Thus, they master literature and raise the level of their religious knowledge. This will pour forth from them in their gatherings as well. You must do something to make this all-encompassing and widespread, because a doubtful statement is dangerous. Sometimes it happens that a doubtful, incomplete, incorrect statement is used by the enemy to question the essence of Shaism. Sometimes we may make a wrong comment and this allows others to attack us. Well, this is of no significance, but sometimes the wrong comment that we make causes others to attack Islam, Shaism, our Islamic teachings, and our great scholars. This is not permissible. You should be very careful. So making comments with a solid, firm base should definitely be included in the agenda of our dear elegists.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Today's meeting was very good and I have benefited from it. I thank the friends who participate in the program here. I also wish to thank the friends who have come from outlying cities in other provinces, from Zahedan and Ardabil, and from Arab countries, in particular our brother from Bahrain. I asked Mr. Vaizi, who came from Mashhad, the people who came from the cities I mentioned, and also those who came from cities I did not mention, to send my greetings to our dear people in those cities. I hope that you will always live and achieve success under the shadow of the blessing of the Imam of our time. May our souls be sacrificed for his sake, inshallah. Our Lord, by Muhammad and his household, make the blessing of remembering Imam Hussein increase in our country on a daily basis. Our Lord, bestow your grace and blessings on the tongues that speak in eulogizing Hussein ibn Ali and the Prophet's household. Our Lord, allow our hay'ats to please Imam Sadiq. Make us the soldiers in the great jihad that exists today, the jihad of clarification. Our Lord, associate the pure soul of our magnanimous Imam and the pure soul of our great martyrs with the immaculate souls of the Imams alayhim assalam. Make the holy heart of Zahra Siddiqat al-Kubra, peace be upon her, satisfied and pleased with us. Make the blessed heart of the Imam of our time, may our souls be sacrificed for his sake, satisfied and pleased with us. Send our greetings to that great Imam and help us gain his satisfaction and approval. May God's greetings, mercy and blessings be upon you all.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done.